It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman, because I'm nice.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, Barbecue Friday. We are inviting you to come down by our studios in Fairfax, Virginia, and enjoy your brats, your hot dogs, your hamburgers. We've got the grills all lit up. Let's go outside very briefly before we bring Judah in here and see how it's going. Matt the Pole, are you out there?
We want to invite people to bring the family down, too. Bring the kids.
Absolutely. This is a family event.
Hey, Matt?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, so we got the are they still flaming, or are they settling down a little bit?
It looks like the two big grills are just about ready to go.
Ooh. Then I urge you, we're going to be out in a little bit. We got some business to take care of first, but go ahead and start throwing the meat on the grill, and we'll be out there shortly.
Don't burn those brats.
I won't.
And try to make friends with people and be kind and be nice and, you know, just don't be yourself.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
And make sure there is a nice ashen cover to all the charcoal briquettes.
Is that when you throw the meat on?
They must all be gray, just like Rosie O'Donnell.
What is the status of the charcoal briquettes right now?
Yeah, they're gray to perfection right here.
Ooh. Gray to perfection.
He doesn't know.
Throw the meat on. We'll be out shortly.
All right, it's coming up.
Okay. You biblical stain.
Should Matt we not the hear pole. The meat hitting the fire?
No, that's right. We'll do that
He won't
later.
Mic it anyway.
No, he wouldn't do that. He doesn't think that way.
Goodbye, Stain.
Let's bring in Judah Friedlander.
Yeah, let's.
Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock and also a bunch of movies. And you may be seen him across the country performing in a number of the comedy clubs. He is all over the place. And, well, he is also, I think he should get his proper introduction. And incidentally, I should probably be curious. When I do say we're going to bring the guest in, Rob, how long should I plan on the delay
padding? Yeah.
Padding between welcoming the guests.
Well,
and,
you know, Chris Kinard, our program director,
right?
He's not been feeling well, so he might be walking a little slow.
Is CK handling that?
Yes.
Oh, it's your job. See, you normally are fleet of foot. I'm very surprised. It's not you.
But he's tired.
He's throwing the blame. Come on in, Judah.
Ladies welcome. And gentlemen,
hey,
please welcome
right
the
there.
Man,
yeah.
The world champion. He is here.
Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock.
Have a seat, Judah.
You guys are winners. It's good to be here.
Thank you, man.
Good to have you.
Thank
Welcome.
You very
have
much.
Have a seat.
Yeah.
Get Thanks so much. Just take
will.
A load off. Put the satchel. That's the comic satchel, incidentally.
Is it full of comedy?
It's just chock full of comedy. man, the champion.
Yeah, I'm here, dude.
You are here. How long have you been champion?
About 12 years now.
All right.
Wow, that's great.
Congratulations.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I'm not a math nerd, so maybe it's 14 or 15.
14 years you have been the champion. How much training goes into being
a lot
champion?
I mean, look
you,
at me.
You have to work
a
yeah.
lot, man.
I believe it. I've seen many.
That's the thing. When you look at me, you know I'm not on steroids. You know I'm the real deal.
You're the real deal. You're old school, right?
Yeah. There's no asterisk next to me, dude.
You but, go back to the old days.
Yeah, I work out about 9 hours a day.
Have you ever gotten into any fights with people that might see you out and about? And you know, usually when a guy is like you when a guy's an athlete.
Yeah. Oh, when
like,
he's the champ.
When he's the champion, and you've been champion for a long time, you're probably accustomed to it. But
guys want to fight me all the time, dude.
Sorry,
really?
No,
I'm
sure
trying.
Do.
I'm
no,
really trying.
I'm loving this.
I'm trying.
This is an actual. Finally,
this is the only
real
this,
journalist giving me an interview.
That's
here.
Right.
This is what I've been waiting for.
It was his major.
You know,
most people are too intimidated to even talk to me because I know I might mess them up.
You know why? Let me tell you why. I've I've been around prominent athletes before, and I think
all
that
your life.
As long as from a family of athletes myself, when you show athletes,
me too.
Judah, when you show
Pele is actually my dad. A lot of people
no,
don't know.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I see the resemblance now.
And my mom is Rambo.
It's in the eyes.
My mom is ripped. I kind of look like a cross between Pele and Rambo.
You do.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, do you think in order to be world champion, do you think it's primarily genetic? Do you think it's your genes that got you where you are today?
It's the total package. You have to have the dedication,
mm-hmm.
and you have to have the genetics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people are like, "Hey, can I be like you?" And I'm like. No. Sorry. I don't think you can.
Do you?
Keep training. Keep believing
right.
in America.
Try.
But, you know, sorry.
Do you find as you get older that it requires more and more training to maintain your championship?
Not really. Things just kind of keep getting easier, you know.
To defend the crown.
Because as I get older, I get more experience.
That's where you differ from most athletes nowadays, that you're actually able to hold on to your world champion. It's almost like an incumbent in political office, right?
Yeah, that's because a lot of – excellent.
Thank you.
I'm actually going to run for president this year.
Good for you.
I have my vote already.
A lot of athletes have made that transition.
Yeah, I'm going to start a new party, the Party Party.
I like it.
It's a new millennium, let's party.
You do a lot of gigs around the country all year. You do a lot of stand-up, almost a marathon schedule of stand-up appearances.
Yeah.
And when you are – You, and I think anybody that wants to see a picture can go. It's judahfriedlander.com.
Yeah,
right?
Or you can go to worldchampionoftheworld.com.
Mm-hmm. World champion of the world.
You'll see why the man I'm talking to today, why I have the privilege of talking to, is the world champion.
Of the world.
My question would be, you know, obviously being world champion for 12 years, as you mentioned before, you're a dangerous guy. You're dangerous, right. And when you're in these small...
That's why I don't have a mirror at my house. I'm afraid to look at me, too.
Mm-hmm. I would be...
I don't want to get in a fight with me.
That I'm just keeping my eyes on the back wall, and I'm really not moving from that.
It's scary.
It's actually in my contract that I'm not allowed to make eye contact with myself.
Do you have...
That must be tough.
Yeah.
Do you have people that come up to you, obviously... Your skills as a world champion, you could kill them with your bare hands.
Mm-hmm.
How do you prevent yourself? How do you exercise the self-control that prevents you from killing people that annoy you?
That's a good question. I'm
Thank
a
you.
Giver, and I do a lot of charity work, and I'm a role model to children. So I know how to separate competition from everyday life.
Judah, are you honest with the kids? Do you tell the kids that really,
definitely.
No matter how skilled and gifted they are, they can never be as good as you? I mean, is that hard for you to tell a child?
No, it's easy for me to tell a kid, and I will tell a kid that.
You'll be honest with them?
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, look, you might not be able to fulfill all your dreams, mm-hmm. but...
then that's your way of giving back.
But, I got ice cream in the corner for you. You can have some.
That's the kind of guy you are.
Your championship. Yeah. Has it caused any friction on the set of 30 Rock? A lot of big egos there, I'm sure.
No, they're used to it. They know not to mess with me.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
What about Baldwin?
Baldwin's great, dude. Mm-hmm. He's actually a really cool dude.
You ever get in a fight with him?
No, he's afraid of me.
Tina Fey, you ever fight her?
No, I've never, I don't hit women.
Good.
Okay,
that's nice. That's a good thing to do.
I don't do that. I have hit a dude, though, so hard, he's fallen down and fallen into a girl and hit her.
Well, that's all right.
But I've never hit a woman.
Good for you.
Simply an accident.
I admire that.
That was his fault, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. What was his fault? We're going back to Baldwin now?
The guy that gets getting into it with you.
Oh, yeah. You got it coming.
Anybody that would mix it up with you, I think, would deserve. How can anyone possibly even consider?
I think,
alcohol, the great devil, right? People go to your show, they get a little liquored up, and they say, hey, I can take him, and then they make the terrible, terrible mistake.
Yep.
Do you know how to hold back enough where you're really not going to hurt them badly?
Yeah. It's hard for me to do that. I can't really be held responsible for what I can do to someone,
Your weapon.
That's why, I box and I actually had to fire Mike Tyson as one of my sparring partners.
Why did that happen?
He kept crying.
He's a big
pussy. I'd throw him a little jab and he'd cry.
That is so pathetic. Wow. It's so sad when a great champion is reduced to that. But, I don't know.
I was trying to give him a break.
I don't know why he'd get in the ring with you to start with. I think it's ridiculous. We're talking with Judah Friedlander. Judah plays Frank Recitano. That's the writer in the baseball hat. You've all seen him on 30 Rock, one of the best television shows that's on the air. You're the biggest fan of 30 Rock.
I love the show.
I was late to the party, but I love the show.
And when I went to Judah's website, JudahFriedlander.com, I was surprised to see pictures of you from other roles where you look absolutely nothing like you do on television. So, and the way you look right now, the way you looked last night on 30 Rock.
Well, that's the thing. When I got the job to do 30 Rock, because a TV show is like 8 months out of the year.
Right.
I didn't want to have to completely change my look 5 days a week for 8 months.
Right.
That'll just drive you crazy.
Sure.
So I'm like, all right, if I'm going to do the show, I have to look like I normally do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always act like my character would on the show, but
if you're going to clean up, how many times you have to hit the razor during the course of a given day? You are definitely, I can look at you and tell that you are a two-time-a-day guy.
Yeah.
If you have to do the
clean
shaving.
Like stubble like I have now,
right.
I have to shave about every 25 minutes.
Wow.
I have a lot of testosterone, man.
Judah will be performing at the DC Improv tonight through Sunday. For tickets, go to dcimprov.com or call the box office at 202-296-7008. So 30 Rock has been what I would imagine every comedian does look for, but in your case, I don't think it would be that big a deal. I mean, it's a hit TV show. What does it matter, when you possess as many skills as you have?
Yeah, doing TV and stuff like that, that's just something I do in my downtime. Mm-hmm. I'm all about sports and karate.
Now, if you don't mind, Judah, I'd like to get a little personal since we've talked about the, you know, your championship, and we've talked about how you maintain that. And incidentally, 12 years is just unprecedented. I'm not aware of anyone that has held the world championship for that.
It's
that
more
period
than twice as long as the previous Predator.
There's just a lot of bad athletes out there. That's
guys that shouldn't be called pros, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and I blame a lot of these sports agents and that movie Jerry Maguire.
Yeah,
you know,
you
a lot of these athletes. You know, they get all these endorsement deals, and that's all they're into, but they're not really that good athletes. Mm-hmm.
Before I get personal with you, can I just, as far as the championship is concerned, just a few personal questions regarding your diet, as far as, you know, to maintain after 12 years. You're saying you get better with age, which is a fantastic thing, but I'd like to know, you know, on an average, what do you put in your body to keep you at that razor-sharp level?
I eat a Taco Bell about five times a day.
Oh, that's excellent.
It's good. Smart.
Good for you. Yeah. It's the best.
It's good advice for the kids.
Any particular
It's the only
item?
Restaurant that doesn't make me fart.
That's really?
No kidding.
Yeah. Well, you're the champ.
Every other restaurant I go to, I'm farting constantly. But Taco Bell, I'm totally fine.
That's very good, Judah. We're excited.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
The way it is.
Judah Friedlander, we have a very special favor to ask of you. You don't have to do this. You know, we know that you're the world champion, and we're having a barbecue today.
Okay.
And we have a lot of guys that are out there that I know. Well, you know, what do they say about people like you, Judah? Men want to be like him. Women want to be with him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, how...
Chicks dig me, dude.
I know they... I don't even have to ask that question. I mean, are you, you know... All right, tell the truth. How many girlfriends currently? How many women do you have on the string?
You know, I've already hooked up with about 40 women today.
Today? Right here in Washington, D.C.
You're the man. And, you are the man.
I just woke up 2 hours ago.
And, it's incredible.
And again, I did it all for charity. All the proceeds actually went to benefit women with low self-esteem.
You satisfy a woman before you're satisfied, Judah, or does it matter to you?
Yeah, I'm pretty much always satisfied. So,
with me, right?
He's the champ.
Yeah, but when women are with me, they're always satisfied, too.
Even if it's not in bed, it's just to be around
Sometimes,
you.
Even if I'm, you know, a woman's 3 miles away from me, she
no
can
kidding.
Be in
just
heaven.
To think about you.
Yeah. Wow, that is something.
God, chicks dig him. Are you ready to play Get to Know Me, and then we're going to go out and have some barbecue?
Sounds good, man.
All right, we're going to play the brand new celebrity game. It's called
Get to Know Me!
We have a series of brief questions, and this is to get everybody around the country to know their world champion. Judah, we have 10 questions selected, not especially for you, for all the major celebrities and champion athletes that come into
our
studio.
Okay, so I'm supposed to answer these?
Truthfully, to the best of your ability.
Let's remember, just before we get to this, I'm an athlete, not a nerd.
Understood.
So I'm not – math and reading and tests are my only weaknesses.
The only thing I request, Judah, really, and, you know
– It's honesty.
First of all, I'm not looking – I'm not making direct eye contact with you. I'm giving you your space. I respect you. Mm-hmm. I respect your championship, and I respect – the work that it's taken. All I ask is that you try to answer these questions as truthfully as possible.
Okay. World champions don't lie. I can do it.
Question number one. Do you own a pet?
No. Animals are afraid of me.
Okay.
That's right. I couldn't.
I understand.
I choked out a python once, 20-footer.
Wow. No kidding.
No.
Was that difficult to do?
I was at the zoo. A bunch of kids started crying. But
question number two.
Had to be done.
Do you own a gun?
No.
Okay.
Don't need it.
No need. Yeah. Your hands are weapons, right?
Yeah, don't need it, dude.
Champion.
I can throw a bullet faster than a gun can shoot one.
I don't know about you guys. You can laugh all you want. I'm scared out of my mind.
You should be.
Question number three, are you religious?
No.
Not at all?
Nope.
Do you...
Every religion, the Pope calls me every day. Mm-hmm. That's why he was here in town, because he was at the Improv, and he wanted to talk to me.
Same schedule.
Yeah, he wanted me to become a priest.
Coincidence? No.
Very good.
Yeah.
Question number four, are you a sports fan?
Of course.
Any particular sport you'd like to single out?
You know, just the lethal martial arts are my favorite.
What is your current belt? What do you hold?
I'm an extra dark black belt.
Extra dark.
In over 500 different forms of martial arts, and only 300 forms officially exist.
Wow, that down, so you made up a couple hundred. You invented them.
He's an extra dark black belt.
That's the best kind, I'm told.
First time I've ever heard that. Question.
I'm the only guy to ever get to that level.
Yeah, question number five, Judah. Do you like the elderly?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at the smile, huh?
Yeah.
That warms
like
my
me.
Heart. And they like you?
Old chicks know how to do it right.
That's right.
Question number six. What is your favorite food? You might have answered that question already. Is it Taco Bell?
Yeah, definitely Taco Bell, dude.
Very good. What is your favorite beverage? What is your beverage of choice?
actually what I'm drinking right now, which is water concentrate.
Water concentrate.
Yeah, this is actually, this little bottle here normally holds 16 ounces. It's actually 10,000 gallons of water.
Wow.
Because it's water concentrate.
I know we're applauding a lot.
You compress that yourself?
This could kill you guys if you drink it. I'm such a great athlete, I can handle it.
You can lift it.
It weighs 150 pounds.
Can you chug it?
Oh, yeah, I could.
Yeah. That's good.
All right, I don't think your bathroom's big enough.
Speaking of bathroom, right. This is our one bathroom question on the list. Question number 8. Do you fold or crinkle?
I'm not sure if I understand the question.
This is a toilet paper question. Yesterday, the question was confused also.
Oh, fold or crinkle.
Right. And it's fold or crinkle, and it might be, fold neatly or simply ball
I've
up.
I've actually never had to wipe. It just comes out perfect.
That's right. You're the champion of the world.
Yeah! I like that.
Get to know him.
We've got two more for Judah Friedlander.
Yeah, two more questions.
Question number 9.
You're doing well.
How many times a day, and I know a lot of people are going to be waiting for this answer, how many times a day do you brush your teeth?
I've never brushed my teeth.
Look at it, and they're perfect.
Doesn't have to.
That's
and they're
nerds.
Perfect.
That's for nerds.
That's right.
Do in your
oh, what is it? Oh, it's bedtime. Oh, I better brush my teeth. Be a good little boy.
Nope. No need to brush, kids.
Right. Nope, never done it.
Never touch those choppers. You too could be a world champion.
My teeth are
someday.
Fine though, because I hook up with a lot of hot dental hygienists.
They're perfect.
That takes care of it.
It seems
they terrible. Clean my teeth.
Question 10: Are you or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
No, I'm an American.
That's right.
Very good.
The world champion's American.
Red, white, and blue. Yeah. Thank you very much, Judah. That's very good. Are you ready to get outside and go meet your, they're not going to be here for us now or the barbecue. They're going to be here to say hello to the world champion.
The world champion's always up for a barbecue.
That's very good. We'll go outside to our parking lot. We urge you to stop by at 10800 Main Street here in Fairfax, Virginia. We're with Judah Friedlander, who will be at the D.C. Improv tonight through Sunday. Get your tickets at 202-296-7008. More barbecue fun coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.